Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
I think we're live, Ken. I wouldn't swear to it, but once again, it's another wonderful episode of Male Encounters of the
Life Kind.
And we're recording once again live at Traeger's, and we just had a nice little conversation with the two ladies our two favorite bartenders.
Yeah.
Celeste and Nancy.
They're super cute. And
they are super cute.
Absolutely hilarious.
They are funny, and they're very knowledgeable, too. I was impressed with their knowledge of booze.
Yeah.
Not boobs.
I wish Celeste would open up more. That's what I
She, you know, she doesn't. She hates doing these. She doesn't want to hear her own voice. She goes, "Don't send that to Scott, whatever you do." And I said, "No, I'm going to get Scott to play it over the PA." Both took off.
She was just giving us her opinion on a few things, and
oh my God,
we're both looking like, really, you should just really. I mean, tell us how you actually feel about this whole thing.
I hate that you're holding back. Please, tell us what you're thinking. You know, I have enjoyed being here, though. I mean, it's great. The kids, I call them kids, but, you know, she was talking about all the young people. The you guys got a conversation about thinking somebody's, oh, yeah, they're like 14, 15, they're 27 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ken, so, you know, we have struggled coming up with topics, and, it's bugged the hell out of me. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just not in my nature to do that.
You know, maybe we would do better with coming up with topics if we struggled just chatting for an hour.
Yeah.
Because we never have a problem spitting words out of our mouth.
No.
It never fits a predetermined topic.
Hey, Siri, please give me some topics that men can discuss openly and honestly.
Okay. I found this on the web for please give me some topics that men can discuss openly and honestly. Check it out.
Siri.
Thank you, Siri.
Siri.
So, looky here. All right. So, down these. All right. The number one on here is the fact that you don't like football. Well, I do like football.
No, I don't. It's not that I dislike football. I just nothing football. Yeah, I could care. So I could give two shits about football. I don't care. I don't have a team. Well, I technically have a team. Here's my thing. I took the advice of a guy. While I was still in the Air Force, I was a young guy. He was giving me like advice for hanging around and talking with men.
Really?
And he was like, do you like football? And I was like, no. And he goes, okay, here's the thing. Guys like to talk about football. So he was telling me what he did. He said, there was a time in my life when I was like, yeah, I really want to be involved in these conversations so I can talk to other men. And feel like I'm part of the group.
Right.
And so he noticed that all the men were talking about football, and he thought, all right, well, I want to talk about football, but I don't know anything about it, and I need to pick a team, but I don't like bandwagon fans. And so I'm going to research. So at the time he was doing this, he went to the library.
Wow, you didn't say library.
To research who was the worst team in the NFL. He decided, I'm going to
root for that
become team. A fan of that team until they make it to the Super Bowl, and then I'll pick another team.
So what?
And so
you know what
at the time, it was the Houston Oilers. The Houston Oilers,
yeah, they're not even
which is now,
anymore.
I think, Texans. The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, I think they did move to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's right. Because in Houston now, it's the Texans.
Something.
Houston, Texas. But you're right. The Oilers moved to Tennessee.
Yeah. So he decided he was going to be a Houston Oilers fan, and he did that. So I always remembered that, and I was like, I don't really care enough to do that. So when I moved back here, I was living in Jacksonville. And so while I was living in Jacksonville, I was a Jaguars fan because I could go to Alltel Stadium. I don't know if it's still Alltel Stadium. At the time, it was Alltel Stadium.
Right, they changed.
And because Alltel's gone. So whatever it is now. But I could go to the stadium and I could watch the Jaguars play. And it was cool to be at the stadium for a live game. And it was a whole experience getting there, too. You could take this party barge down the river to the parking lot of the stadium and carry your drinks in.
Right
God, it was amazing. And so just the whole experience of it was really cool. So when I moved back here, I thought, well, there's no reason for me to be a Jaguars fan. Let me do what Wayne told me to do, but I'm not going to do the research because I don't care enough. So how about I just pick a team that's never been in the Super Bowl? And so back when I moved back here, I decided, all right, I am now a New Orleans Saints fan because they've never won.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I'll be a Saints fan. And so
you turned them into a good team.
I know. So they were in the playoffs one year. I think it was the year before they went to the Super Bowl. They were in the playoffs one year, and my friend Travis, who's been on the show, Travis was ordering jerseys and stuff. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to get jerseys. You want a Saints jersey? I was like, hold off on that, because if they make it to the Super Bowl, I got to pick another team. And so they didn't make it that year. And so I got a jersey, and I didn't know even who was on the team. No idea who he's even playing. But this is what he gave. He gave me a couple options. He was like, you can have blah, 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 or blah, 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 or Bush. And I was like,
Bush.
Oh, definitely. I need a jersey that says Bush on it. So I now have in my closet a New Orleans Saints jersey with Bush's name on the back. And I don't even know who the hell he is. And so anyway, they went to the Super Bowl and I had to pick another team. So I don't know who to pick. So I just went back to the Jaguars because they've never been.
Right.
So apparently I'm a Jaguars fan again. But I've not watched the game since I lived in Jacksonville. Around 2002, 2001, over 20 years since I've watched the Jaguars game.
Well, let me tell you, I here's the kind of fan that I am. I'm not a staunch fan, and I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan since they went to the very first Super Bowl.
Yeah,
most
I see
people
you post
don't
about
know
it.
That.
Yeah.
But yeah, they went to the very first. They lost to Green Bay Packers, which was a dynasty at the time.
Yeah.
The Packers, Vince Lombardi. I mean, that's what the Super Bowl trophy is named after.
Right.
Lombardi. But they went back 3 years later for Super Bowl IV and beat the Vikings, who have been hapless in any Super Bowl. They've been to a bunch of Super Bowls. They've yet to win one.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be a Vikings fan.
That could be your team. Because
I could.
And you need to root for them all the way through the Super Bowl because they ain't going to win.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I say that kind of tongue in cheek. But
the original deal is if they make it to the Super Bowl, not win, but if they make it, then I got to pick them. But maybe I pick them and stick with them until they actually win one.
There you go. You might bring them some luck.
Right?
I'm also the type of fan, I mean, so I'll bring it up with somebody, because they always ask me, you know, hey, how's your team doing, blah, blah, blah. And I don't watch the games either, because I feel like the only time I've ever watched the entire season was when I was younger and living in Kansas City.
Okay.
Or the year that they won the Super Bowl recently, like 3 years ago, something like that, four years ago. I watched that because I felt good about it, right? So I started to watch. I watched the first one, and they were behind. But, you know, the first quarter, they're behind. I'm thinking, that's it. I'm shutting off. So when I watch, they lose. So they've lost one game this year. When I don't watch, they win. So that's the kind of fan I am. But I can't tell you stats. I mean, you'll come up with somebody and say, they'll ask you your team, and you'll tell them, like, oh, my God, Mahomes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, I just look at him and go, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best in the
That dude's amazing.
That's right.
Whatever his name is. I forgot what you said.
Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. To me, he's been him and the coach, and now I can't even remember the coach's name, Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Andy Reid has been Kansas City's savior for sure. And, you know, he's got him to several playoff games since he's been there and so on and so forth. But I can't tell you stats. I can't tell you, you know, I can tell you what the record is, but none of the rest of that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nor do I care. Just win the damn game. That's all I care. I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Unless I know for a fact you're going to win. and you know, and that's like rolling the dice. I mean,
yeah.
Really, the only game.
What is it about? Is football kind of like a little bit. Now, you could make the argument that some other things come a little bit closer, but is football kind of like the modern day or the American equivalent to like gladiator games? You know what I mean? Is that what it is? Like, is that why?
Well, I've always thought it was the equivalent to European soccer. I mean, they call over there, they call it football. That's soccer.
Well, the entire rest of the world calls it football. Football, we're the only ones that call it soccer. Because we're American, we have our chest stuck out. It's soccer, bitches. Suck it up. Don't care what all the rest of everyone says, it's soccer.
Well, listen, I used to think that soccer was like, that was kind of, you know, that's what they did if they weren't tough enough to play football. but I take that is so wrong, and I have jumped on a actual local coach for saying that, oh, you know, that bunch of sissies play. He's a big guy, and I told him point blank. I have my oldest boy, his best friend, played world-class soccer.
Yeah.
Played overseas. He traveled with the team over there. He's played with the big boys in the big leagues, right? And so I went to a couple of games. There's no timeout in soccer.
No.
None whatsoever.
No.
It starts and you run your
ass
off.
That was my sport. That's what I played.
Yeah. You run your ass off. I don't know anything about it other than they run their ass off from start to finish. From the time the whistle blows to the time the gun goes off or whatever they use.
There's four quarters. So that's the only time you get a break.
It's during the quarter.
During a quarter.
Yeah.
There's no timeout.
Yeah. So I gained a whole new respect for soccer players. Anyway, my comment to this football coach was, you get your fat ass on the field and play soccer.
Right.
I dare you. One time. Just play. Just one time. One quarter. One quarter, you get out there and play one, and you tell me they ain't tough.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so this is why I ended up in soccer when I was a kid. I think it was around, it was close to 12 years old when I started playing soccer. Before that, I lived here the whole time I was growing up. And baseball, if you live here, you play baseball.
Yeah.
And so I was playing baseball and super shy, just all kinds of things. I had a killer arm, like an amazing arm. I'm in Little League and I could hurt the hand of the catcher from outfield. I could burn that ball, man.
And I believe that.
And so, but when I got up to bat, I was terrified. I didn't want to be hit by that stupid ball.
Because you could throw the ball so hard yourself.
Right. It was like little kids, and they're not very accurate. And so I'm like, oh, hell no. So I just sucked at batting, and the coach wouldn't play me. And he just continued to not ever play me because I couldn't bat.
Oh, what a
bummer. I was like, what the hell, dude? And so I was I just had my little kid breakdown, and I was sobbing. I made the decision one day. I was sobbing after a game, and I went to the coach, and I was just crying and crying and crying, and I told him, I'm never going to play baseball again, and it's all your fault. And I just told him off, and so I started playing soccer and did amazing with it, but I had the same kind of issue. I started off a little bit playing goalie, and I was afraid to get hit by the damn ball, which is counterproductive to being a goalie.
You
kind of have to get hit by the ball. And so the coach, brilliant coach, and this is the difference in coaching,
yes,
is what it was. That coach, I'll never forget it. He took me to the side. He was like, I need you to stay in there, bud. I need you to stay in there and get in front of that ball. You're the only thing keeping it from going in. And I was like, Yeah, but. You know, when you're going on the ground and feet with cleats are coming at your face, it's just crazy. And so I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to get hurt. I might get kicked. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. You might take a cleat to the face. You might get hurt. You might even get stitches. And he was like, but here's the thing, bud. Chicks love scars.
Oh, wow.
And he was you need to stay in there. I was like, oh my God. I was a maniac after that. No one could get by me. I'm like, bring it. I don't care what you've got. I'm stopping you. Yeah. Yeah.
Smart coach. All right, man. We got to take a break.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, I'm Celeste. I'm from Prager's Bar across the street from the college here in Farmington. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our full menu at TragersBar.com.
I'm Nancy, also at Traeger's Bar. We have trivia every Wednesday, and we have different themes, lots of prizes, and we're about to start single every other Thursday.
We have the garage door now, and then we have our full food truck. Got a lot of good food in there.
At Traeger's, my favorite drink to make here is an old-fashioned.
5170 College Boulevard, Suite 106. All right, guys, as always, here at Traeger's, it's pinkies down.
Thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happened in the Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She also has her own business, Ms. Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, a serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Hey, I think we're live.
Oh, we're live again.
Yeah, you know, and
I'm getting
drinks. I saw that, and I know they were over there throwing stuff. I heard a crash.
It was at me. That's all.
Was that what the deal was?
I tried to steal their fries.
Well,
they didn't appreciate it.
Really? There's fries over there?
Yeah. It smelled super good.
we're trying to do some male topics. Ken and I kind of hit a wall. And, you know, the female encounters of the life kind is getting more downloads than us. But they're promoting it.
Yeah. I mean,
they're promoting it too.
I mean, come on.
Julie and Felicia are really promoting the hell out of it. And
we're not promoting it. Whatever.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. So today we are. And if you're just now tuning in, go back and listen to the beginning so you can find out what's going on. But I just asked Terry for some topics for men to discuss. And we started out with a great topic, I think. It's
football.
About football.
Yeah.
Telling people that you don't like football. As a man, to tell somebody, do you look down on somebody if they tell you they don't like football? You probably don't.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, because
I never watch it.
Yeah.
With my ex-wife, she didn't like it either. And so, but we were a fan of Britcoms, British comedies.
Oh, yeah.
And so one of them was called Absolutely Fabulous. Great show, man. Oh, my God.
I'll have to look that up.
It's so friggin' funny.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, it's brilliant. If you like British comedies, that is one of the best, if not the best.
Monty Python's one of my favorite.
Oh, Monty Python. Oh, it's tough to beat Monty Python. Yeah. But so one year, I remember this. One year during the Super Bowl, they had they would call it AbFab. The whole show was called Absolutely Fabulous, but it was shortened to AbFab.
I like it.
And so, but anyway, so they were playing a marathon, an AbFab marathon, and that marathon was called Absolutely Not the Big Game. During the Super Bowl, we watched an AbFab marathon.
Absolutely Not the Big Game.
Yeah, because it's absolutely fabulous. And it was.
You know, talking about Super Bowl, I'm still in radio. In radio, you cannot use the term Super Bowl.
Is that trademarked or something?
It's trademarked,
dude.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're talking about football.
God.
Now, I can talk about a Super Bowl of beans, which is what I used to do. You know, coming up this weekend, I'm going to have a Super Bowl of beans to watch the game.
To watch the big game.
Yeah.
Tell me they haven't trademarked the big game.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, how could they? You mean there's so many different... I don't know how they got Super Bowl trademarked either, but
I'm
cannot
sure.
Advertise. You can, you and I can say Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They might come after us. I hope they do.
I really hope they do. That that makes an entire next show's topic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Please come after us for talking about the Super Bowl.
And they don't know that we were talking about a Super Bowl of chili here from Traeger's. Right. They have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that I asked Siri for some topics for males to talk about, since we were kind of scratching. In all honesty, we were kind of scratching the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, we don't think of anything. There's no thought process previous to us hitting record and going, oh, we're live?
Yeah.
There's not a thought in there.
No, there's not. And it's not. It's not because we don't want to. It's because we're so busy all week long.
I know.
I come completely freaking brain dead by the time I get here.
Yeah,
you know, it's
me
been,
too.
I've already worked 4 days, 6 hour air shifts. And I have a voice track. Listen, think about this for a second. This dawned on me this morning as I was driving to work. I'm on the radio in local market. 12 freaking hours a day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not bragging. I just dawned on me today. He's like, why the hell would anybody want to listen to me for 6 freaking hours? Come on. Now, half the time I'm David, and now the other half I'm Cactus Jack. But
sure.
It's same head, same mind doing the same thing. But I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I was about to... I guess that's that traditional workplace mindset where I'm like, well, maybe we can back up a recording day in the week. But it really doesn't matter what day we put it on. It's a nonstop stream of just stuff.
That's right. That's what it's going to be a soundbite. Nonstop stream of just stuff.
Stuff.
I wish I had a picture of your face when the week started.
Yeah.
Man stuff. Oh, man junk. Stuff. Maybe we should call
junk.
It nonstop.
Yes. Okay.
Stop stream of man
junk.
Man
junk.
Man junk.
Yeah.
Is that anything like having junk in your trunk? I mean, that was a saying when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Not a kid, but as I was older, she's got junk in her trunk. I mean, she had, nice Botox.
Yeah.
Not the
there
Kardashian.
Are other implications as well, since men call their private parts
that's
junk.
True. That's true.
And she has junk in her trunk.
Not my junk. I don't think I've ever called mine junk.
I might have.
I've called it my wee wee.
Occasionally, depending on who I'm around.
Really?
I'm a little bit of a chameleon, so. Yeah, I become a different person depending on who I'm around, so, yeah. No one knows the real me. Jerry does. Jerry knows the real me.
I was going to say, I bet.
God bless her, she's still around.
Yeah, I was going to say, she needs a medal. That woman needs, like, a freaking trophy of some kind.
Psychiatric treatment.
Yeah. Well, I hesitate to tell you this, and she asked me not to, but she's getting that already.
Yeah.
She's doing it on the down low.
I keep telling her every once in a while, I hear things come out of her mouth, and I'm like, whoa, okay, yeah, you need to go hang out with the girls. Like, seriously, you need girls. Girl time, because I am a really strong influence when I don't have my filters on, and so.
All right. So, what kind of junk comes out of your mouth that makes you want to go have her go stay with the girls? Is it the F word or?
No, it's just that I'm a really jaded person. I don't trust anything. I don't believe anything without verifying it
first.
And a general darkness. So I just enjoy dark subjects. And I'm telling you, dude, she is the light. She just is.
She is
the light. So we balance each other really well, except we spend a lot of time together. A lot. Because I have a home office.
Right.
And she's retired now. So all day, all night, we're in each other's presence. And too much of that, man. her light starts to fade. And she starts to sound like me. I'm like, wait, yeah. Well, no. Okay, you're not supposed to be jaded. I'm the jaded one. You go hang out with the girls. Get some girl time, something. Yeah.
And that's what she's doing tonight, kind of, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah. It's already long gone by the time this comes out, but she's at the women's conference, so, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Lots of girl time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're male bashing.
I think there are men actually there, because yeah, it's open to anybody. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was an open-ended. I saw that. It was open-ended invitation.
And actually, that's elevating our importance a little bit to think that they would take the time to mail bash. Probably no consideration at all. Yeah.
That's a little conceited now. Yeah. I don't care.
Bunch of women in one room, they have to be talking about us.
Yeah. That's the only thing. No, that's not what I thought, but that's a good point. Solid point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look,
some
of these other subjects. Well, one of them is depression. The next one is actually depression. I guess they feel like that's the number two thing that bugs men. And here's the quote.
It's a huge one. Yeah.
This is something that men have been conditioned to ignore.
What's that?
Depression.
Oh,
we've been told since childhood to, you
know, man up.
Exactly. That's exactly the quote. But depression is not a choice.
No.
It's not something to be embarrassed about and can happen to anyone.
Dude, that's a big one for me.
Yeah.
Because I've
been... Do you get depressed?
Oh.
Bad?
Oh, yeah. So I'm better at it now, but I've told this story. I don't know if I've told it on here, but basically, I mean, it's a long story. The gist is I would not be walking this earth if it weren't for my dog.
Yeah. We kind of discussed this.
Yeah, because I was just further and further down a deep, dark cavern, and there was no way out. And so that's something that's really close to me. And I manage that actively on a regular basis. Just where my mind is heading, I know those paths. I've walked them. And so if I start down a certain path, I recognize, ooh, dude, no, you're on the wrong path, man. You need to get off this path. You know where that goes and you don't want to go there. Don't go there. And so I do a lot of things to manage myself and keep myself out of that.
I want you to hold that thought, because I think this is worth taking a little bit further, because I know somebody, an older man, a little older than I am, committed suicide for that very reason. And I never would have thought, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, hold that thought. We'll take a break and come back.
Okay.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
We're here at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Here in Farmington, New Mexico.
Alicia Flores, you work with a lot of first-time home buyers. What do you suggest is the first step in buying a home?
I'm glad you asked that, Julie. The first step, I would suggest that you go see a lender, maybe even up to three, just to shop around and get the best rate that you can get.
What do you think is a good down payment to save up for?
As low as about 3.5%.
Interesting.
It could fluctuate from there.
And for more information, you can visit our website, goldendoorfarmington.com.
Our phone number is 505-325-4153.
Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take different fragrance load, percentage, and type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic. All of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, sustainable, it's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use, and it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax. Brand specific, Russ with an E, because it's luxury.
I'm excited to announce a new sponsor and brand new business, Beautifully Blessed Boutique at 405 West Main Street in downtown Farmington, New Mexico. Located inside the Watermelon Seed, they have a huge selection of purses, satchels, and luggage of all shapes and sizes for both men and women, jewelry, clothes, and a whole lot more. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is your invitation to stop by and peruse this huge inventory just in time for the gift-giving season.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
All right, so We were talking about, we got into break about talking about depression, right?
Yeah,
and handling depression. He wasn't a good friend. He was a friend, not just an acquaintance, but he was married to my first wife's sister.
Okay.
And that's how I knew him. And he rode motorcycles. He had a beautiful Norton scooter that I just loved. And so I bought not a Norton, but I bought a cheaper one. And we would go riding to all that stuff. We did all that kind of things together in those days. And then later on, he was a big fan of my peanut butter fudge. So he'd order peanut butter. He'd order like 3 pounds of peanut butter fudge for me at one time.
Yeah.
But, and I never... was one of those kind of things, because we were just talking off mic, and we won't go into detail as who, but you have seen it in people's eyes.
Yeah.
I never saw or read any of that. I mean, I think it was pretty, well, from what I understand, my ex-sister-in-law, when she got there, they went to check on him because they hadn't heard from him. He usually came around. And It was a mess. It looked like maybe somebody had gone in there and just shot him, you know, numerous times.
Right.
But it was actually, they finally determined that it was him that had done it to himself and just didn't get to the right spot.
I mean,
there was several shell casings.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And Kathy said it looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It kind of got to me. I mean, it shook me up for a couple of days, and I wondered myself, I have been severely depressed, but I have never in my life been to the point where I wanted to take my own life.
Yeah.
And I wonder, as I get older, if that won't kind of intensify inside me. So I fight that battle every day. You actually considered it at one point.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I mean, there are lots of levels of depression, and none of them are healthy, and all of them are dangerous.
Exactly.
So, to say that you haven't been to the point of, that's just a matter of time. That's all that really
is. That's what I'm
afraid of. I mean,
it all leads
to the same place. And so, if you let it go on far enough, and that's why it's so dangerous. And so... I was just thinking of examples. Like an example is, you know, third party where you don't see it in someone else. Robin Williams.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, seriously.
Robin
freaking Williams. Who would have known? I didn't know. He was struggling for a long time.
Yes, several years.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you're a man out there and you're dealing with whatever level of depression you're dealing with, just know that you cannot just man up. You can't man your way out of that. You have to address it. And that's different.
And the sooner the better.
For everybody. But a lot of times it helps to have outside help in order to address that thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have to go see a counselor or a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever. 'Cause I've never been to one. I just haven't. So I've used friends and family and girlfriends, and Jerry is great to keep me.
Yeah, you've got a decent network of friends.
Yeah, too. Jerry is really, really great. She's such a positive influence that she's a constant cheerleader. So it helps me from dipping down into that swamp a little bit. And so, just people around you that you can confide in, because keeping it from them is also not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that you can confide in. That might be a friend,
trust,
or family member, or a counselor if you don't, you know, want to unload all that on your friends and family. A counselor, you know, a psychiatrist, something. But
there's free counselors available.
Yeah, there
as well.
But don't think that you can just man up and be okay with it, because that actually makes it worse. The more you try to do that, the more you realize that you're in the stereotypical man image. You're failing yourself, which makes it worse.
Right. 'Cause
you try to man up, you can't, you're failing, it gets worse. You try to man up, you can't, you fail, it gets worse.
Well, you know, I've been depressed, but I've never gotten to that point. But I understand it more now. than I did earlier. Before, it's like, why the hell would anybody do that?
Yeah, I was the same way.
I mean, why?
Right.
So much to live for, but then they get to thinking, well, I don't have anything to live for.
Yeah. And again, there are varying degrees of that. It might be that you just feel like you're a burden to everyone around you.
Well, that's a solid point, yeah, too. I don't want to be. My oldest daughter and I, got into a conversation where I said, you know, honey, when I can't fend for myself, you know, just put me in a home. You know, when I get stupid, just put me in. Dad, we're not doing that. I'm like, honey, I don't want to be a burden on anybody. Just lock me away somewhere. Yeah. It'll be fine. You
know? I won't know the difference.
That's right. And she yells at me. You know, she constantly yells at me.
Yeah.
So I get it. You know, I honestly get it. But I truly, you know, they're, and I'm sure you're the same way, do not want to be a burden to my kids in any way, shape, or form at all. I know my youngest would slap the snot out of me if I, you know, did anything to pull away from him. I mean, he just, you know, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't allow it. And he's local. I mean, he's, you know, I get to see him every Saturday night at Sushi Saturday, man. We have sushi together every Saturday night. Yeah, it's kind of, it is nice, you know.
Yeah.
But he's always been the one that would try anything off the bat. Oh, and his older brother, the same way. My daughter was not. Fish, no. Fish, bad. And you're eating it raw? What are you, crazy?
Are you insane?
That's exactly right. But I don't know. You seem to me, and I think that's the way it is with most men.
Yeah.
And I know you pretty well, but I don't know your inner deep thoughts. You seem to me like that should have never happened. And when you told me that, I was like, holy crap, man.
Yeah.
It's happening to guys like Ken. I'm like, I better really be thinking about it. But, you know, I haven't. I would just encourage, if you even remotely have it in your mind, that you should seek some kind of help. Don't that man up stuff has got to go away.
Yeah, just stop it. Stop that whole man thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing unmanly about realizing that you need help with something. You do it all the time.
Sure.
Right? When you're working on a car or you've got a construction project that you're doing, like all those manly things, you're like, dude, bro, help me out. It's the same thing. Like,
that's a solid, that was well put.
Yeah. That it's
if
not.
If I could find the applaud button, I would applaud. Wait a minute.
Not,
hold on. We're going to find the applaud button.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we do. It's solid. Wait a minute. I think this is it. There we go.
Thank you.
That was solid applause.
But it's not unmanly to need help with something. It's just not. That's a ridiculous concept. And men die earlier than women, typically. And some of that is that very thing. Because men don't feel like they should go get help.
Listen, if you want to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. Ken and I both would love to hear your insights or anything that you have. Or if you're struggling, I mean, let us help you find help. I mean, I don't want anybody to struggle.
I'll talk to anybody. I've been down those paths. And so I'll talk to people about it. And I'll be completely and open and candid with my experience and provide suggestions. I'm no counselor, but I mean, if you just want somebody to unload crap on that you don't know, unload it. I got it.
And you know what? If you need something sooner than that, after you hear this, you can message us on our Facebook page, Mail Encounters of the Lifetime.
Yeah.
I know you have access to that as well.
Yeah.
So, anybody that... And if you have anything that you would like to add, anything that we might be missing, that I would like to hear from you.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
You know, this went by faster than I really anticipated. Kind of gave me goosebumps this whole show. So
I
feel like I think we covered that depression was tough.
We had two topics in one show.
Yeah.
That's tough stuff. I'll never joke about depression because that shit is serious.
Yeah.
Like it's serious.
I agree.
Deal with it.
All right, Ken. Thanks, man. I appreciate you much.
Oops. Love it.
I got to get off the sound effects and move back to the... Any last words?
What is this?
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm stopping
there are
everything.
Things. Hold on.
Scott came over. What? He dropped. Oh my God.
It's a Brocktober. It's a
Brocktober.
Brocktober. So it's beer braised, sauerkraut, onions, and then we make a creamy horseradish
sauce.
Dijon mustard.
Oh my God.
On top of a pretzel bun.
I was going to say, that's a pretzel bun right there. Oh my God. That looks just disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat. I want four of those.
Yeah. Well, enjoy, guys. I got one more coming to you, though.
Here. Oh, you're the man. Thanks, Scott. Oh, my God.
Okay, those are my last words. How can you be depressed and something like that? Seriously.
Oh, look at that. We're going to have to take a picture of that and put it on Facebook.
Yes.
All right, let's get out of here. Any last words, kid? Eat your dog!
Eat your dog!
See you next week.